The universe was created and beautifully coordinated by the power of God's words. He spoke and the invisible realm gave birth to all that is seen. And if you read further, you can just see the ancestry of people that believed. And some of them believed until they passed, but they went into eternity. And they just kept holding on to that hope that things would still happen. So just when I look at that plant now, and I haven't passed it on to my mom yet, it's still alive. And I'm like, maybe I'm supposed to keep this to remind myself of some things in my life that I'm hoping for. And I can't see. I can't see God. I can't see what he's doing. I don't know what he's doing. But he's doing some things. So just hang on to that. Let's sing.
I feel it in my bones, you're about to move. I feel it in the wind, you're about to ride in. You said that you would pour your spirit out. You said that you would fall on sons and daughters. So I'm not afraid to Lord Jesus. We just take a moment. Here we are, here we are. Here for you.
I was hopeless, I knew I was lost. Death and darkness were my only songs, yeah. I needed someone to come rescue me. Then mercy heard my plea. Oh Lord, you found me. You hear me, you call me from the grave. You give me a real love, I thank you, Jesus. You wash my sins away. Oh, now I'm living, I'm forgiven. You came and set me free. That's what your mercy did for me. Gave me beauty for my guilty stain. Now I'm living day to day by your grace. So excuse me if I can't contain my praise. Cause I know, yes I know, that I've been saved.
Before me, and I will
a lot of fun, that song, huh? Yeah.
Thank you.
So God, we just come into this place this morning. We are seeking you. We are coming for you, Lord. We want your throne room to be this room, Lord. So we're just looking forward. We're looking forward to you, Lord. In the land of my heart, in the bottoms of my soul, when the waters of my fears begin to rise, I feel your love is taking hold in the valley of my mind. In the valley of my mind, on the road to the unknown, when the shadows of my doubts are closing in, you are the light that brings me home. Yeah, when I breathe, I don't understand, but I can feel it every waking moment in your presence. This freedom. And there is freedom laying all my worries at your feet again. Even in my struggle, I'm surrendering. Your peace won't let me go. When my strength is nearly gone, when my wells have all run dry, it's your kindness that will lead me to your arms. I find grace that you supply.
Oh,
Yeah, your peace, it won't let me go. No, it won't let me go. It's wrapped around my heart. Oh, it won't let me go. There is freedom in laying all my worries. Sing that part. Oh, there is freedom in laying all my worries at your feet. Even in my struggle, I'm surrendering. Your peace won't last. Won't let go. Goodness and mercy.
Thank you.
Oh,
been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life into me. You have been so, so kind to me.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you to do something different today. I'm going to ask you to sit down. And I'm going to ask the worship team to sing that chorus one more time. And I want you to sit while you listen, because I feel like we need to relax into this truth, not fight for it. I think there's a time to fight and there's a time to relax. And I feel like right now, God is calling us to relax into His reckless love.
Never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, bites till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God.
God, we relax into your truth today. That we don't have to do something to get your attention. That we don't have to say something to get your attention. We just relax into your love. We relax into your love, trusting your love. We're going to have corporate communion at this time, so I'm going to ask the ushers to pass out. Go ahead and start passing out the juice and the cracker, the gluten-free, seed-free crackers. And if you would like to participate with us, we invite you to. There's no pressure to, but we don't have a rule here that says you have to be a member of Oak River to participate. So we welcome your participation if you would like to, but just hold on to the juice and cracker until the end, until everyone's been served, and we'll take it together. As we were worshiping today, I felt so strongly that there's at least one person in the room that you grew up in a home where you were told you were forgiven when you did something wrong, but it was never forgotten. I don't know if that makes sense to someone, if that rings true in someone's heart. Like, you would do something wrong, you would make a mistake, and someone would say, "I forgive you," but then they would bring it back up over and over and over again to you. And I just feel like God wants to obliterate the lie today that when He forgives, He doesn't forget. He does forget. Scripture tells us that He cast our sin as far as the east is from the west into the sea of forgetfulness. He makes a decision to forget. And so as we get ready to take communion today, I just hear Him reminding us that we are forgiven and it is forgotten. It is forgotten. And the only replay is happening in your own head, not in His head. And I believe He wants to set you free from the tape recording today. I really believe that He wants to set you free from that. And then I feel like there are some people, because that was the culture you might have grown up in or you adopted at some point in your life, you treat others that same way because you think God treats you that way. And so you you point it towards other people and you say the words, I forgive you, but then you harbor it in your heart. And God wants to set you free from that too. He can do it all in one fell swoop. And so I feel like today that if there's something that you need to just say to God, thank you for forgiving me and for forgetting it. And then maybe there's someone that you need to forgive too and forget. So make it right now. Before, as part of us remembering, I think Jesus gave us this symbol for many reasons, but one of them is so that we can be reminded of the power of the cross. We are forgiven and it is forgotten. So God, we thank you for this cracker that represents the breaking of the body of your Son, your precious one and only Son. But we thank you that it's so much more than a broken body. It's a reminder to us that we are free from the confines of this body, that we are healed, that we are saved, that we are rescued. And so we celebrate your finished work on the cross today, and we take this cracker together. God, we look at this little cup of juice. It looks so plain and simple. But God, I thank you for what it represents. That every way in my life I've ever missed the mark, you have forgiven, have already forgiven me. And you do not hold it against me. You do not hold it over my head and remind me of it over and over again. Instead, you say, it is forgiven. It is forgotten. And so with that same forgiveness and forgetting that I have received, I pass on to other people. God, I forgive and I forget. I make a choice. Not because I can't call it to mind, I choose not to call it to mind. And so we take this juice together and we thank you for everything that it represents. Wow. In that spirit, we get to receive an offering today. Like, can you think of a better spot to receive an offering than that? I just think it's an awesome opportunity to give back what God has so generously poured out on us. And so, ushers, I know you're busy. Could you come onto the front with the bags? And I'll pray over the offering. Thank God for our ushers. I'm so thankful for our men at this church. So thankful. Can you give this to them? Thanks. God, I thank you for this offering that we're getting ready to receive. I thank you that you have already blessed it in our hands, and now you're going to bless it as it comes out of our hands. And I thank you for every person in this room who understands the value of sowing into your kingdom in a practical, financial way, so that we can reach the world with your goodness, so that we can reach the world in Solon and beyond with your goodness, so that we can have a building that we can come together and worship corporately. I am so thankful for everyone who understands this and sows joyfully into your kingdom. And so now we pray your blessing over it, multiply it for your purposes in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.